Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, and welcome to the show. Welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome to the show, guys. Welcome to the show. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. You know, today's show is being brought to you by Frank Williams Realty. All of your realty needs, residential, commercial, whatever have you, whether you're buying, selling, or know someone who's buying or selling, send them to me, Frank Williams Realty. You can find us online at frankwilliams.kwrealty.com, or you can send me an email. You can write me at frankwilliams@kw.com. You can call my office, 404-564-9689, and leave me a message, or maybe we'll talk, okay? That's 404-564-9689. Again, whether you're buying, selling, or know someone who's buying or selling, let me help them. I go all the way step by step. I take care of everybody from start to finish, okay? From start to finish. Again, that's Frank Williams Realty, today's sponsor. Now, Now, welcome to the show, guys. I know a lot of you are maybe just now getting home or just now getting, you know, laid back and ready to go for the evening. But here we are. We're ready to go. I'm ready to go. I'm going to play a little music for a few minutes, and then I'm going to get me back in with you guys. New start to the show. I put new music up, you know, now, and everything's working out. I don't know if you heard something then, but let's do what we do, right? Let's do what we do. And we'll jump into our show in just a minute. Sit back, guys, relax, and enjoy this old school stuff. Here we go. Hey, here we go. Come on.
You really
Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Now, let's see. Now, I just want to, I'm going to go ahead and get into the show. So, someone at the grocery store said, fuck bacon. I'm sorry, F bacon. Now, why did they do that? I don't know, because I think that now, from anybody ever think of, hey, man, this bacon costs a lot of money. You know? Why does bacon cost so much money? Why? When bacon, when we were growing up, bacon was probably the cheapest breakfast meat that you could buy. Breakfast was. Okay? The cheapest breakfast, probably, bacon was probably the cheapest breakfast meat that you could buy. Right? Now, it's just stupid expensive. I mean, you pay like $10, $12, $13, $14 for a pack of bacon. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I like bacon. Don't get me wrong. But I don't like a lot of bacon or whatever, stuff like that. I like a couple of pieces of bacon with maybe a breakfast sandwich or with pancakes or something like that. I do like that. Right? I do like bacon like that. Okay? My mom used to go to the Sweet Auburn Market. A lot of you may know about the Sweet Auburn Market, but the Sweet Auburn Market downtown, the Sweet Auburn Market, and you can go down there and get fresh meats and fresh seafood, and just you can get oxtails oxtails too. That's crazy too. But what's crazy about it is, like I said, I was in the grocery store, and somebody just screamed out, F bacon. And I don't know if it was the price or what, but I think it's the price. I think the problem is the price of bacon. Okay? The price of bacon. Because, again, when I was coming up, we could, you know, my mom used to go to the curb market. We call it the curb market, but it's the Sweet Auburn Market, downtown Atlanta, right off of 75. I mean, you could see it from 75 if you know where it is, or if you go there, you can see it off of 75. Okay, Sweet Auburn Market. And so my mom used to go there, and then she'd come back home and she had all this stuff. And she hadn't spent a lot of money. And we get that thick bacon, probably almost a half inch thick. The bacon. I know y'all don't believe that, but we had this thick sliced bacon that we used to get. That we used to buy at the curb market. And man, you bring that stuff home and you start to. Cooking it, woo-hoo-wee. That, you know, it smells so good. You know, it smells so good. And, you know, I used to eat bacon just a lot. But now, I really don't eat a lot of bacon. And it's simply because of the cost. And you know, now, it's almost like, you know, I'm just not going to eat bacon. Again, I don't like bacon that much anymore. okay? And then when you buy bacon, you know, you buy the thick sliced bacon, but it's really the thin sliced bacon, okay? Because when you start to, if you didn't buy the thick sliced bacon, right, and you just bought the regular bacon, when you start to peel that bacon off, you know, strip by strip, you're like, man, it's so thin and so flimsy. You lay it in the pan or however you cook it, on the cookie sheet, put it in the oven, however you cook your bacon. Man, the next thing you know, you just got a little slither of bacon. It's so thin and just, it's just nothing anymore. It's just a bunch of fat. You know what I'm saying? It's just a bunch of fat. And when I was, you know, I was saying, when I was growing up, my mom used to buy that bacon. Oh, my goodness. The ends of the bacon is what I used to go crazy about. Okay? I used to eat I'll just call it the inside part of the bacon and leave that outside strip that I don't know if it's gristle or what it is, but I leave that little outside piece on my plate. And I just eat the inside of the bacon, right? I eat the inside, leave that little strip. Eat the inside, leave that little strip. Eat the inside, leave that little strip. And at the end, right before I finish eating, oh, man, I take them strips and I chew on them strips like crazy. That was the thick sliced bacon. Thick sliced bacon. And even now, when you cook your bacon, you cook it till it can't be cooked. We cook our bacon now till it can't be cooked anymore, and it cook and it gets and it draws up and it gets hard, you know. And I don't really mind the hard bacon. I kind of like it like that, the hard bacon. But not burned, okay? My daughter knows when you burn the bacon. She doesn't even have to see it. She'll come upstairs and say, somebody's burned the bacon, and then she won't eat it. You know? She won't eat it. But the cost of the, and again, you know, F bacon, right? Y'all can see it, F bacon. So from now on, I'm just going to eat sausage. We made a discovery. These little link sausages about long as your finger or maybe a little longer than your finger, your big finger, maybe a little longer than that. These link sausages, they sell them at Sam's. These link sausages, oh, my goodness. Man, they're great for Saturday morning breakfast. They're great with pancakes and eggs and whatever you want to eat with them, grits, whatever you want to eat with them. They're excellent. And guess what? Last night, I think I was off for 3 days, okay, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But I think I grilled every day. I think I grilled every day I was home. I don't think I even left the house this weekend, Saturday or Sunday. I know I went Friday. I went up to Atlanta for a little while Friday and came back. But after that, I don't think I left the house the rest of the weekend. Right? I don't think my truck left my driveway the rest of the weekend. But I don't know where I was going with that. Right? But the bacon. Okay? Like I said, I'm going to start eating these link sausages. You can buy them at Sam's in a pack, and it's a bunch of them, maybe. I don't know how many, 30 of them or something in a pack. But last night, I grilled some chicken last night, some chicken breasts last night. I grilled chicken breasts last night. And they were very good, by the way. But after I grilled the chicken breast, we threw some sausages on the, and not some of those link sausages on the grill, about 8 of them, and we also put a couple of hot links on the grill. Do y'all know what hot links are? Red hots, hot links, splits, whatever you want to call them. I don't know. We growing up, I called them red links. Okay. They're a little fatter than hot dogs, and they're a little shorter than hot dogs, but, you know, they got a little red skin on the outside of them. A lot of people boil them. Some people fry them. I put some on the grill last night, and I heard they were excellent. I also put those little link sausages on the grill last night, and they were awesome. So F bacon. I'm going to be strictly sausage. You don't get your money's worth with bacon, do you? Does anybody get their money's worth with bacon? Now, just like bacon, let's go to oxtails. I don't know if you guys like oxtails or not, but think about it. Think about oxtails. How much oxtails cost today? Oxtails are so expensive. You can't do anything with them. Okay? But they are so expensive now that you don't even want to buy them. You can get a little four or five pack of those things. And they're like $20. You know, I can eat four or five of those things. And they cook right in crock pot or whatever, man. I eat four or five of those oxtails. So good. But they're so expensive. And they used to be some of the cheapest things you can buy. But now, man, these oxtails are crazy. Crazy cost. All right, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion on today's show, just dial the number. Press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will put you up on the show, or I will put you up on the show at that point, okay? 516-531-9483. Now, I see more people are joining the show, and we've been talking about the cost of bacon, okay? The cost of bacon, And again, someone said, "If bacon." Now, again, why is that? I think it's because of the price. Okay, now there's so many people that are, everything is getting so expensive from bacon to oxtails, gasoline. Everything's so expensive now. You know, and in a little while, you're not gonna be able to go to work because it's too expensive. Some people aren't going to be able to go to work because it's too expensive. And, you know, it's just a lot going on right now in the world, in the United States, and all this stuff. I'm telling y'all hang close with your family. take care of your family, be good to one another, and, you know, just try to do things right, okay? And I tell people all the time, you know, if you do things right, thing will happen for you. Everything will happen for you. So, you know, as far as doing the bacon thing, and I'm not telling you guys not to buy bacon. I'm not telling you to throw your bacon out. Nothing like that. If you like bacon, hey, keep buying it. Keep doing it. Whatever. Right? And, I wouldn't tell you to stop buying it. I'm just going to stop buying it. I wanted to bring light to this because I'm sure that you guys probably feel the same way about the cost of bacon. Okay? And again, before we still got a few minutes left in the show. I want to say this before I get off the show. I know I haven't been on the show a whole lot. I want to do the show all the time. I want to. But sometimes the circumstances just don't allow me to do it. Or I guess maybe I'm just getting to that point where some days I'm just like, I don't really want to do the show today. But I figured it out. The reason that I don't do the show is because I really don't have a topic or don't have anything to talk about. But lately it seems like I can be sitting somewhere talking to someone and then bow. I'll be like, man, that's a great title for the show. And I put it in my phone. And then, of course, the outburst of F Bacon. So it worked out. Okay. I'm like, man, that'll be a good show. But I'm telling you guys, things are getting ready to change. I'm turning a new leaf to the show. I've put a lot more music on the show. I can pull up and grab any song that I want anytime. A lot of people out there know that I'm an Isley Brothers fan. And, you know, I have a lot of Isley Brothers music on the show. Yeah, I got all that other kind of stuff too. You know, I got, you know, some Tupac, some Fantasia, all kinds of stuff. I got some T.I., you know, some of you guys are getting to where you don't know T.I. anymore. But it's all working out, okay? And now at the end of the show, what I'm going to start doing is, you know, jumping for about the last 7 or 8 minutes, you know, of the show. Because when with these songs from the old school, they were about, 3 to 5 minutes each, right? 3 to 5 minutes. So, you know, it's all good. So, in these last few minutes, I'm gonna play something. Let's go Too Short. Come on, y'all. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all know something about this, don't you? I know you do. Everybody laughing. I know y'all. I'm getting takes now. Come on, y'all. Here we go. I go
10,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your ass. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front. And they bump. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say just like me. Two singers and 10 comedians. And I'm still gonna yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word? Why they gotta say it like short? You know they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dogs, stay on the porch. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Where you get that from? Grab a mic, spit one. Let's step. MC 8 Ball and MJG. Keep spitting that D to the IMP. Bun B, that's Texas, baby. Ball and G, that's Memphis, baby. Short dog, that's Oakland, baby. Ain't nothing but pimping these days, G. My C got locked up, but these real still know they got some. Give a what you say. Short dog with UGK. Do you really wanna be like me? Big game like Snoop and T.I.P. Pretty girls in the VIP. They came with Dre. They don't need ID. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Your mind is gone. This lady has been wide awake for the last 3 days. It goes down for real, don't stop, just keep rolling downhill. Crash and burn, can't stand, fall back. You're doing too much, you can't handle all that. Man, it's been way too long. Time to let the whole world play your songs. Like me, my sh** gets around. See the country come back and hit the town. I'm in Miami, New York, and ATL. Houston and L.A., ask Dave Chappelle. By my rich, you got it from me and made $50 million. I'm proud of you, G. But I'm crazy, you don't wanna be like me. I come from East Oakland where the youngsters get hype. Be blow it. Blow the whistle.
Have a blue Volkswagen.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
tinted windows. It has sound in it. Play this like you're going out of style. And it would be
a jam on me.
But I shoot.
my brothers do me just like that. I get a lot of love, so I'm giving it back.
Thanks, guys. Take care of yourselves. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. See you.